You're listening to SBS News.
It's seen a myriad of things. It's been used to study the planets and moons in our own solar system, stars in our galaxy, and galaxies across the entire history of the universe, including the most distant galaxies we've yet observed.
And how does the telescope work? Is it different to things, say, like the Hubble telescope?
Yeah, so there's a couple of substantial differences compared to Hubble. Firstly, it's a much bigger telescope. It's got a much bigger mirror, and that means it obviously collects more light, but also it can produce more precise images with more detail. And also, it's a telescope that's particularly designed for infrared light, which is light that's lower energy light than, say, the visible light that we normally see. And that helps it peer into the distant universe and also allows us to study, say, the composition of planetary atmospheres better than, say, Hubble did, which opens some opportunities.
And we've also, it seems, discovered new galaxies. Are these some of the oldest that we might have been made aware of through the James Webb Telescope?
Yeah, so one of the biggest sort of science impacts that James Webb Space Telescope has had is it's found galaxies, it's found the most distant galaxies in the universe. And because they're very, very distant, the light has taken a huge amount of time to reach us. So we're seeing these galaxies not that long after the Big Bang. So these galaxies are quite young, hundreds of millions of years old rather than billions of years old. And these are some of the first galaxies that were formed in the universe. And we're seeing a lot more of them than we were expecting. And they're a lot bigger than we're expecting. So this is sort of producing a lot of sort of head scratching amongst astronomers about how the galaxies could be built up so quickly, so soon after the Big Bang.
So are you having questions sort of answered, or is it sort of creating more mysteries yet to sort of uncover in this space?
I think it's a bit of both, which I think is just how science progresses. You know, we sort of get new insights into the universe. We see new things that differ a bit from our expectations, and this pushes us along in our understanding. So at the moment, we're trying to work out, is this to do with, say, how stars are born in the early universe, or is it telling us something about, say, cosmology and perhaps the creation of seed black holes that accelerate galaxy growth, or something about the fundamental physics of the universe, the nature of, say, dark energy, dark matter. And we're still trying to work that out. And it's a fun place to be, and, you know, lots of questions to be answered. And I think this is one of the best things that's come from James Webb so far.
And the images from the telescope are posted quite regularly by NASA, and they're simply fascinating and stunning. Do you think that the images are sort of creating more of an interest in this space from an audience that may not have been able to sort of, you know, visualize what these telescopes see or what scientists are talking about?
I think it absolutely does connect with people, the images that come from the space telescopes, and this is something that sort of has continued on from Hubble's legacy. Back when Hubble was launched back in the 90s and in the sort of pre-wide-scale internet era, there were these coffee table books of images from Hubble Space Telescope that people would buy, and you could, you know, browse the images in these books. And now with the internet, the images are much more accessible, and people can get the images themselves, you know, almost immediately as soon as they're released and have a look at them. And there's even a little cottage industry of people who process images to make, visually arresting images of the various things that have been seen by Hubble and from James Webb Space Telescope.
So lastly, what do you think's next for the telescope to discover, or will it be another couple decades and we'll create an even more powerful one that can do so much more? What do you think's going to be sort of emerging in the field?
I think it's going to be a bit of both. So James Webb has only been in orbit for a couple of years now, and I think what it's capable of and what it can be used for, we're only sort of fully grasping its capabilities. And this was true for Hubble as well. So Hubble was originally launched particularly for understanding the expansion of the universe and how rapidly the universe was expanding, but it got to be used for so much more science as people understood its full capabilities. And I think we're on that path with James Webb as well. It's made some really interesting, fascinating discoveries, and I'm sure people will push it harder to do even more exciting discoveries. I think one place which people are already using it for is planets beyond our own solar system. And I think as people better understand the telescope and how it works and how precise it could be, we'll get more and more exciting discoveries about planets beyond our own solar system from James Webb.